Oh my god, I'm exhausted. Oh, thank god we're here. Did that plane ride feel long to you? Like, I know it wasn't really that long, but yeah, god, I don't know, I feel exhausted. Traveling always makes me really tired. Yeah, I mean, it's like an all-day affair. Even if it's a shorter flight, it just feels like it takes forever. Anyway, I guess everyone else already fell asleep, huh? Yeah, I mean, they got here a little bit earlier, so they had time to settle in and zonk out. It looks like you and I have this room. I mean, I'm just assuming, since we were the last two to get here, we're probably sharing a room, right? No, of course I don't mind. I don't mind at all. It'll be fun to get to know you a little bit better. Come on, let's check it out. Ooh, okay. I really like this room. Ah, this window. God, look at the view. Oh, man, that's nice. Ooh, and we get our own bathroom. Wow, they did a great job finding this place. I'm really impressed. I don't know that I would have been able to find a place this nice that could fit all of us. Yeah, she's got those internet sleuthing skills. What's up? Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice. There's one bed, huh? Well, I don't mind sharing. No, I mean, do you? Cool. Yeah, it's no big deal to me. Is it a big deal to you? I mean, you seem... Okay. Yeah, good. I want you to be comfortable. I'm good with anything, so... And speaking of the bed, I'm going to test it out. Let's see... Ooh, yeah. Yep. That's a good bed. This might even be more comfy than my bed at home. Impressive. This was a mistake, actually. Now that I've laid down, I don't think I can get back up. I guess I need to unpack a little and just get ready for bed. You know, I'm really glad you decided to come. Yeah, I always feel like I want to talk to you and I never really get the chance to. Well, yeah, you can be a little quiet. Which is honestly refreshing because, you know, our friend group, they can just, all of them, talk forever and very loudly. Sometimes quiet conversation is a really nice breath of fresh air. Well, I'm gonna change really quick. I'll just step into the bathroom. Make yourself at home. This is your room too. Okay. Ugh, that feels much better. Getting out of my plain clothes, washing my face, ugh. Are you excited for tomorrow? Yeah, me too. I can't wait to check out the city and, I don't know, just hang out and relax, be somewhere different. Do you prefer sleeping on a certain side of the bed, or... No? You don't care? Okay, cool. Well, I'll take this side. Oh, you... Wait, what? You were gonna sleep on the floor? What are you talking about? There's a huge, magnificent bed here. Yeah, I told you, I'm totally fine sharing with you. Yeah, come on. I'm serious, come on, get in bed with me. You're not... Oh, you poor thing. You're not making me uncomfortable. No, I really... really don't mind. And please, I'm not gonna let you sleep on the floor. Are you kidding me? It's freezing. You're so funny. I can tell you're trying to be really polite, and I appreciate that, but seriously, it's no big deal. Just come on in. There you go. It's nice, right? Yeah, it's super soft. I really love this blanket. Yeah. I've got a duvet at home that's really nice, but it gets too heavy, so I need something more like this. Are you a light sleeper? No? Okay, good. I've been told I move around a lot. I get a little, like, I don't know, I kick. So I really hope I don't kick you. If I do, I give you permission to kick me back. What about covers? Are you a blanket hog? You don't know? Oh, you've never slept in another person's bed? Or had someone sleep in your bed? Well, then I guess we'll find out. And in case you need to hear it again, I really am totally fine sharing a bed with you. In fact, I'm kind of glad. Yeah, I'm glad we're sharing a bed. Because it's cold, and one of my favorite things in the world is cuddling with someone in bed when it's cold. Yeah, it's the best. It's like the best feeling ever. You have, like, a ton of blankets, and you're all pressed up against one another, and you pull the blankets over your head, and you make a little, like, cocoon of warmth. You've never done that before? Oh, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. I mean, do you want to? I will not force you to cuddle with me, but I really... really think you'd like it. Okay. Well, first thing is we need to be a little closer together. Yeah, a little bit closer than that. Closer. I'm not gonna bite. I mean, not unless you want me to. I'm sorry, can I ask, am I making you nervous or something? You just seem like you're a little flustered or, I don't know. No, don't apologize. I want to make sure that you are comfy and you're not feeling uncomfortable with this whole thing. Yeah, you are nervous. That's okay. I totally get it. You've never shared a bed with someone before. Or is there another reason? Well, you know what? I'm actually kind of nervous too. Yeah. For a different reason, but I'll tell you I'm a little nervous because my crush is here on this trip. Yeah, someone that I someone that I think about a lot and who I just I don't know. You know, you can't really explain crushes. It's just someone who makes me feel good to be around. Someone who makes me nervous. And I talk a lot when I'm nervous, so that's how you can tell. Yeah, they're here on this trip, and I don't know what I'm gonna do because I don't know how long I can hide it, you know? Yeah. It's funny, it's like sometimes, you know, there's something right in front of you, and you just don't see it. You know what I mean? Anyway, let's, if you still want to, let's cuddle a little. I think that might help you calm down and might make me less nervous too. Yeah? Okay. Well, how about I lay here against your back and I can put my arm around your hips if you want, like that. Is that okay? It's comfy, right? Feels really nice to be held by someone. And now, can you grab the blankets? Yeah, and just pull them up. There you go. They don't have to cover our head, just, you know, up around the neck area is nice, I think. This feels so good, right? So comforting and warm. This is a great way to start off vacation. And I promise you'll sleep so well tonight if you fall asleep like this. Yeah, I sleep great when I'm cuddling with someone. Hey, can I ask you something? Did you realize what I was saying a minute ago about my crush being on this trip? You are adorable. I guess I need to spell it out for you, huh? I have a crush on you. Yes. You didn't get that? This whole time, me talking about feeling nervous because my crush is here. That's because it's you. It's because I'm literally sharing a bed with my crush right now. I mean, yes, I'm being serious. No, it's not. It's not a joke. And I hope that that's okay with you. It doesn't make you feel odd or anything. I of course don't want to force you into cuddling with me, but you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think think you might have a crush on me, too. Yeah? You do? This is not how I was planning to tell you this, but... Whatever. It's out in the open now, right? And we're cuddling in bed together, so... I don't know, maybe I'm delirious from all the travel. But I really like the way you feel in my arms. Good. I'm glad you like it too. And I'm glad I can show you the pleasures of cuddling. It's pretty nice, right? Especially with someone you like. Well, I'm still pretty sleepy from traveling all day. But I'd really like to hold you and fall asleep like this. And maybe in the morning we can talk a little bit more about these crushes. Until then, good night. I hope you sleep well. Oh, one last thing. Good night.